Open source projects this week are still gaining roughly 30 stars a day, a small number that adds up to real momentum for maintenance and fixes. I'm Alex Morgan, and this is Debug to Hype for August 16th, 2026. This week, we'll dig into the emergency Node.js security patch that landed in the last few days. This podcast is independent and not endorsed by GitHub. This week, Microsoft began shipping terminal features into Windows 11 Insider Preview builds, folding parts of the open-source terminal into the native console. The Windows Terminal project has driven rendering and search improvements that are now appearing in the OS, including a direct 3D renderer and regex search that speed up large text navigation. That means power users may get those advanced features without installing a separate terminal app. Watch this because it lowers the bar for modern terminal ergonomics on stock Windows installs. This week, the Hack with GitHub's awesome hacking list picked up renewed attention, gaining roughly 31 stars a day. The repo is a curated collection of pen testing and security resources organized by category so you can find vetted tooling quickly. If you run security assessments or manage incident response tooling, keep that index bookmarked as a starting point for practical, community-vetted options. This week, Node.js maintainers pushed emergency fixes after researchers disclosed a critical async_hooks stack overflow that could crash production servers. The public write-ups this week showed specially crafted asynchronous patterns could trigger unbounded recursion in Node's async hooks plumbing, producing an immediate C-level stack overflow rather than a graceful exception. Async_hooks is the runtime API that tracks the lifecycle of callbacks, timers, and promises, so you can instrument and trace asynchronous work. Its power comes from touching low-level call stacks inside the runtime. In this incident, certain hook callbacks could recurse deep enough to exhaust native stack frames, which operators observed as reproducible process crashes under test. Maintainers released patches this week to bound recursion depth and harden input handling. Several cloud vendors and downstream distributions announced rolling updates to their Node images. Security coverage framed the update as urgent, and operators are reporting quick rollouts because this is a one-shot crash vector rather than a subtle performance bug. The engineering trade-off here is clear. The observability async_hooks provides exposes a larger C boundary to user code, so high-level tracing features can create low-level failure modes if edge cases aren't constrained. For teams that run tracing or APM tooling, the practical steps are straightforward. Test patched Node builds under realistic asynchronous load and apply the maintained LTS updates from your vendor. But there are design lessons too. Libraries that instrument async boundaries should avoid callbacks that can re-enter hooks recursively, and runtime maintainers need defensible defaults that cap recursion and validate hook input near the C boundary. Expect more runtime hardening across ecosystems as maintainers close similar C-boundary gaps.
Treat tracing and instrumentation as part of your security maintenance plan, and prioritize runtime patches the same way you would a kernel or a cryptography fix. After this week's async_hooks patch, assume your tracing stack is also a potential failure surface, and give runtime updates the same urgency as other critical patches. I'm Alex Morgan from Debug the Hype.